local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Ah, yes. TGIF. Could not be truer. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. Chris, I will say there's one good thing about Friday, and that is we get to inform the masses for 3 hours.
I know where you're going with this. You're going with the fact that you're not even halfway through with your day. You've got a football game to do tonight.
Yes, I do. I'm calling Washington and West Florida along with Jeremy. We're going to be in the booth there. So if you've listened to ESPN Pensacola's coverage of high school games before, you've probably heard Jeremy before, but you haven't heard me, most likely, at least not in that capacity. So yeah, I'll be the newcomer over there.
Such a loss on their part, isn't it? 99.15 ESPN Pensacola. Make sure you check that out tonight. Kick off at 7?
Yes, and coverage starts at 7, obviously, of course. So, I'm going to dive straight from this and going to be heading out a little bit early. I'm not going to say when, but you'll probably know because you'll notice that Chris is just screaming into the void. He's not going to be talking to anyone for the last few minutes of the broadcast today. But I got to leave from here and just book it right to Washington. Well, book it right to Booker.
Go ahead and book it then. Okay, this story, I got to throw this in here because it comes for me. I thought, wow, I didn't see this coming at all. It comes under the heading, you snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
On Thursday, the Escambia Tourist Development Council decided, if you remember, we reported on this, they decided to kind of delay that meeting.
Right.
And they postponed the part that was about purchasing the SS United States. Of course, that's that mothballed ocean liner that they were going to bring to Escambia. Notice past tense, they were going to bring to the Pensacola coastline, sink it, another diving destination.
Right.
Well, here's where the snooze you lose kind of comes in. Now it appears Okaloosa County slid in and orchestrated an agreement letter today to purchase that ship.
Well.
Yep, it's going to be sunk between Destin and Fort Walton Beach off the coastline there. So before we get too crazy here, that agreement, let me just make sure you understand what I'm talking about. Not you, but everybody right in the audience. The agreement must now be ratified by the Okaloosa Board of Commissioners. They're scheduled to meet on this at 3 o'clock on Tuesday to execute that agreement. The proposal for Escambia County, just like I said, they were going to sink the ship in the Gulf as an artificial reef off the Pensacola coastline. Looks as though the United States will be sunk off the coast of Destin, Fort Walton Beach.
Hmm. Well, I mean, as you said, you were apprehensive about a deal, and now one of our neighboring counties just swoops right in.
Okay, divers, you know what I'm talking about here. Bariatric chambers here.
Right.
We need one bad. Well, listen, we're promoting all this diving, and we're promoting the sport of diving, bringing divers in from all over here, but we don't have one of these safety chambers that's built into our community. And that's, I guess, you can go to a lot of the dive shops, and they'll mirror just exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
We need a chamber here in Northwest Florida.
Well, if you're going to promote diving, then yes, you probably should.
Absolutely.
at the absolute least, you need at least one of those.
Especially if you're a nitrox diver, a deep diver.
Yeah.
You need to have these things in place.
Absolutely.
I know NAS Pensacola has one, but that's not accessible to the general public.
Right.
And I think the next closest one might be, and please text me if I'm wrong, and I probably am, but I think it's the University of South Alabama over in Mobile. Mm. Not sure about that, though. But I sure would like to see. Yeah, I'm a diver, but I'm not a deep diver.
Right.
Joanne was a nitrox diver. She risked it. He was light for her. I mean, she was just absolutely ripping that one up. But, yeah, I'd love to see a chamber in here. Sure would, Austin.
Absolutely. Just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, let's see. Hopefully, fingers crossed, I won't see too much going on. We do have some of our usual backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and that's giving us some typical evening issues as well. Let's see. The worst-looking spot in Pensacola, though, is actually going to be Blue Angel Parkway. If you're traveling southbound towards the Lillian Highway, way. There's no confirmation of an accident or anything, but just some heavy backups in that area. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. In Pensacola, we do have some backups on Highway 90 over in the Milton area if you are traveling westbound, coming from downtown Milton and approaching Glover Lane. Once again, that's a lot of backups over there, but no confirmation of an accident. As for the weather, we've got WEAR's Alan Strum, as always. Alan, what's going on, my man?
Your Labor Day weekend forecast calls for similar weather to what we've been having all week, warm and humid, with about a 40% chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Same is true Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Labor Day. High temps will run in the upper 80s to low 90s, with overnight lows in the 70s. There are a few areas we're watching in the tropics, a couple of tropical waves, but nothing that we need to be concerned about at this time. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Now, of course, we had what I would call some relatively unfortunate news. I mean, Okaloosa County beat our area to the punch when it comes to that SS SS
United
America?
States, but United economic States. Development goes east again.
Right. However, we do have some good news about a ship. The USS McCool has docked at NAS Pensacola. Of course, it's the U.S. Navy's most advanced and newest warship, and it's going to be commissioned next week. Lieutenant Commander Mark Binke is the ship's operations officer, and he says they have a crew of around 350 right now, and that after the commissioning, they will head to their home port in Virginia. Prior to setting out on the Tiger cruise yesterday, they had spent 2 weeks doing testing out of all the ship's components, such as anchors, ballasts, or whatever, gun systems, and the brand new Spy-6 Victor II radar system. A lot of stuff I don't know anything about. Binke says that the McCool is the first Navy ship to be equipped that state-of-the-art radar. So
did you know
awesome.
He is from actually Milton, Florida?
Really?
Commander of that ship.
Wow, that's awesome.
So, yeah, they're going to...
Some local ties.
Absolutely. And in this coming week, they're going to be... the crew members are going to be, as they say, everywhere around the community. As a matter of fact, they're going to be painting the graffiti bridge. Mm. The crew is. I don't know what they're going to be painting on the bridge, but you'll see some sailors out there with paint.
Also, I was about to say, also don't know how good of artists they are.
Hey, I want to touch on with Alan Strum. He just gave you an update, Herc. Good for him. He was honest with that report.
Yeah, congrats, Alan. You know, you've been doing this for a while.
Good job, Alan. What I'm talking about, he was saying, listen, there's no tropical development that we need to worry about.
Right.
Now, to the west of us, we're going to get some rain activity in the next couple of days, and I'm talking about New Orleans westward. So there might be some bands around Mobile, but we're not going to really feel that stuff. Mm. So calm down. There's nothing out there to worry about. And Alan's pretty much on target on this one.
Yeah, no, nothing too much to worry about at all. 4:18, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some more local stuff here going on for you, including an update that we have on the fatal shooting that took place overnight in Pensacola. We've got that and more here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
You hear more and more about identity theft in the news every day. That's because so much of your personal info is out of your control, like your insurance provider that has your social security number and your favorite retailer that has your payment details. If they get breached, your information's vulnerable. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code PLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
You know, CCR has got some great songs, but that their version of Proud Mary's got to be my favorite. I love it.
It was so sad that for so many years it was all about lawsuits and legal actions because of the label owning their music, and
right.
John Fogerty didn't want to release it. You know, the law, some of those things can just screw things up.
Right, and that's the thing. It is. It's because it's a business at the end of the day, and business ruins everything. Just ask college football fans. All right, 422. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Mentioned this just before we went to break. An update on the fatal shooting that happened overnight in Pensacola. Police now have one suspect in custody. Spokesman Mike Wood from PPD says that the name and charges will be released later today. Officers were called to 11th and Barr Street around 2:45 this morning, where they found two people with gunshot wounds. One man was taken to the hospital where he died from his injuries, and he has not been ID'd as his family has not yet been notified. A female victim was also taken to the hospital and is reportedly in stable condition. The investigation is ongoing.
How about it? You've been celebrating today?
Yes, I have, actually.
Yeah, you know, it's got to be 5 o'clock somewhere.
Not that time of celebrating.
The Florida legislature has declared today Jimmy Buffett Day. How about that?
Yeah.
Meal of choice today, margaritas, cheeseburgers, parrot heads. Loving this one. Lawmakers renamed Florida's iconic East Coast Highway A1A, the Jimmy Buffett Highway. And you all know we discussed this on Thursday. A1A, 1974, Jimmy Buffett album.
Right.
It was a great one. Is it just a gray one? Anyway, they've also released a new Jimmy Buffett license plate here in the state of Florida. Half of it's Florida, half of it's Margaritaville.
Yeah, that's pretty
awesome.
It's
got to be 5 o'clock somewhere.
And I love that song, too. Let's see. A Florida Department of Corrections inmate that was serving a 15-year sentence at the Century Prison will now serve life. 27-year-old Alex Vega was found guilty of murdering another inmate at the prison back in 2021. A press release says that Vega used a homemade knife to kill the inmate, and he was found guilty of second-degree murder for that yesterday. Vega had previously been convicted of attempted murder and other charges.
You know, I got a chance to speak to a couple of folks over at the Argos athletic staff today, and talking about the season opener coming here. Of course, we're covering that. UWF will be facing McKendree at Penn Air Field on the UWF campus. UWF debuting at number 12 in the 2024 AFCTA, that's Division II preseason coaches poll. The Argos among three Gulf South Conference teams in that poll. Valdosta State number 7, Delta State number 18, and you can catch that game live on Radio 92.3.
Yeah, that's yeah, man, the Gulf South Conference is kind of deep. And Valdosta State, I mean, Delta State's good, but Valdosta State, they've been lingering around there for a bit.
Okay, here's the magical question. Kickoff time for that game.
Kickoff time is 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. We may have some pregame coverage. We're still ironing out details on that. But nonetheless, this next Thursday, September 5th at 6 o'clock, you will hear UWF kicking off.
And we've kind of laughed about that for a few days.
Yeah, because we've gotten it mixed up with the Boston College Florida State game, also on News Radio 92.3. Labor Day Monday, that coverage starts at 6:30.
Got to keep a scorecard going around.
Right. So we had 5:30, 6, 6:30, and two different football games that we were talking about all on the station, and
you're
it got kind of
fuzzy. Busy guy, man. That's all I can say.
Yeah, we got a lot going on here. 4:25, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. That's another thing we do here. Let's see. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. That is still minorly backed up. It's not too bad right now. It looks like we're already seeing some benefits from maybe a little bit of an early wave of this Labor Day traffic. And we've got some backups still on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, so that is also pretty minor. Blue Angel Parkway is one of the worst-looking spots right now, whether it be you're traveling southbound towards Lillian Highway or continuing southbound towards Dog Track Road. Then it's going to be Highway 90 over in Milton if you are traveling westbound, coming from the downtown area, approaching Glover Lane. As for the weather, it's once again WEAR's meteorologist Alan Strum. Alan, what's going on, brother?
Your Labor Day weekend forecast calls for similar weather to what we've been having all week, warm and humid, with about a 40% chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Same is true Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Labor Day. High temps will run in the upper 80s to low 90s, with overnight lows in the 70s. There are a few areas we're watching in the tropics, a couple of tropical waves, but nothing that we need to be concerned about at this time. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Speaking of some of the college football action that we got going on next week, we'll touch on some of this. First of all, Thursday was the first day of this official week one that a lot of stuff got underway. Not going to brag, but Wake Forest beat North Carolina A&T by 32, 45-13.
Listen, that first quarter I had to put up with you.
Yes, you did.
Because you were going, oh, my God, they're going to lose.
I was panicking because it was 10-7, and Wake was the 7.
And what was the spread? Something like 44?
35.
You were worried.
And I knew
this.
We weren't going to cover that, and I stand by it. But because I was proven right on that. But
I laughed at you when I got home last because I was watching that score.
Well, yeah, luckily we turned it up. We remembered who we were.
he wasted so much time worried about this game.
But some of the other games that we got that happened yesterday, a lot of them were total beatdowns. We'll just touch on some of the big hitters here. Missouri beat Murray State 51-0. Utah beat Southern Utah 49-0. These are that's 11-12 in the country there, Missouri and Utah. Number 22, Kansas beat Lindenwood 48-3. So a lot of beatdowns. NC State, number 24. They always play down to their competition.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know what the hell that's all about. But they were playing Western Carolina, and they were losing at the start of the fourth quarter to an FCS team. They ended up opening it up, though, winning 38-21.
Coach Brown was squirming on that one.
And then we've got Colorado, of course. They've been a big name, at least on social media. They beat North Dakota State 31-26. Chris, I was telling you about this. Hail Mary by North Dakota State, final seconds of the game, and it was caught. It was
I know, 5 yards short. Grandpa was freaking out on the sideline.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders, I cannot believe his look. He scared me because that's the first time I saw him with a full gray beard.
Yeah, he's had that
didn't
for a little
while. Didn't even recognize him. I said, look, there's a black Santa Claus on television.
Okay.
I sat through that game. And then, after it was over, I said, why in the world did I waste 3 hours on this one?
Well, I mean, hold on a minute. It was a good game. It was a good game. And North Dakota State covered the spread. Betters, let me tell you something. There was a moment there where it looked like the game would be decided by like 10 points. The spread was like 9.5.
Yeah, yep.
I guarantee you bettors were glued to the screens at that point. So I don't doubt that it turned a lot of heads. Also, we had Coastal Carolina demolishing Jacksonville State 55-27, Jacksonville State being in Alabama. I don't know why that was so lopsided. Jacksonville State won like 8 games last year, and it was in Jacksonville. So whatever. And North Carolina went to Minnesota. This was one of the bigger games of the night. North Carolina beat Minnesota 19-17. Minnesota missed a game-winning field goal as time expired. Why I bring this up, North Carolina quarterback Max Johnson, you may know his dad, Florida State product, Brad Johnson, who won Super Bowl 37. I found that out right before we went live. Max Johnson is out for the season following surgery for a broken right leg. The school announced that earlier today. Johnson was injured during last night's win, of course. Didn't impact the outcome, but that's a bummer nonetheless.
Poor kid. I mean, works all summer, you know, works out, gets right. ready for the season,
and he gets knocked out in a game that they won anyway. I mean, yeah, very very upsetting.
Right. I was thinking it was Mac Brown who's the coach of NC.
Yes,
and Mac, I had a chance to get to know him quite well. He was a coach for Tulane over New Orleans for years.
That had to have been a long time ago.
As I told you before, I was the voice of the Tulane folks over at the Superdome and got to know Coach Mack pretty darn well, and he was squirming on the sidelines. I saw the replays on that end.
I wouldn't be surprised because, I mean, he's obviously nervous about his QB. He's got that in the back of his head for the rest of the game, and then it's still a tight battle. Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to watch the Tar Heels this year.
Did you guys bring weather gear for that game tonight?
No.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Graham, Donald Trump continues to keep his focus on key swing states as the campaign season heats up. The former president stumping in rural Johnstown, Pennsylvania today. Fox's Brian Yenis.
This is his fourth visit to Pennsylvania in just the last month. Yesterday, he went to Michigan and Wisconsin. And in Michigan, the former president making a surprise announcement saying that if he's elected president, women would get free IVF or in vitro fertilization.
Today's rally comes a day after Vice President Kamala Harris gave a widely anticipated CNN interview. Severe weather causing travel headaches at several major airports ahead of Labor Day weekend.
Las Vegas, New York, Chicago, that's going to be the concern. We've had severe weather all week long. So if you're trying to get out early, you probably got delayed. You got snarled in all of that mess of storms in the Midwest leaking into the Northeast.
Fox Weather Steve Bender.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. With buying picking up steam late in the session, stocks ended with solid gains and yet another fresh closing high for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It added 228 points today. The S&P 500 jumped 56 and the NASDAQ Composite leaped 197. Dell was among the day's tech winners. The computer maker late yesterday reported quarterly results that beat Wall Street expectations, powered by an 80% increase in server sales. The tech company has emerged as a top vendor for servers that can handle artificial intelligence workloads, especially those based around NVIDIA chips, as demand skyrockets from cloud providers. Dell shares leaped more than 4% today. Days after the announcement of their series of reunion shows, tickets for those Oasis concerts became available for pre-sale today in the UK and Ireland, ahead of a general sale expected to be met with heavy demand. The Gallagher brothers and their band are slated to play 20 dates with the prospect of more shows to be added. That's your money.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Last night, Colorado defeated North Dakota State by 5 points. Two-way star Travis Hunter was on the field for 129 snaps, putting up 132 receiving yards, scoring 3 touchdowns, and registering 3 tackles. And Shador Sanders completed 26 out of 34 passes for 445 yards and 4 touchdowns. While I have Colorado missing a bowl game this season, one thing that can't be questioned is that Travis and Shador must watch and will be picked early in the 2025 NFL Draft. I'm Zach Gelb.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? Well, Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has helped over 35,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares, and they may be able to help you too. If you were misled into signing a timeshare agreement that is a lifetime commitment, if you were told timeshare is a great investment or your maintenance fees will never go up, you need to get the facts about timeshare cancellation. For over 10 years, Wesley Financial Group has been dedicated to helping folks get out of a lifetime of debt by canceling their timeshares. So they created a timeshare exit information kit, which reveals how the timeshare industry works and what your options are for cancellation. Simply call Wesley right now and they will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free. See how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. Again, 800-761-0000.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We're in the middle of something very interesting. The USS McCool LPD-29, the amphibious transport dock that had a chance to go do the first tour of, is actually now in the process of coming to Pensacola. It's going to be commissioned here on September 7th, and I've got this opportunity to ride on the ship while it's moving in transit from Panama City to Pensacola. So very exciting opportunity, and that's the thing we were talking about a lot on the Pensacola Morning News.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads here early. Very happy to report that for you. However, we do have a few severe spots. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, dealing with some backup still. Same with Pine Forest Road. That's going to be if you're coming from I-10, traveling northbound towards Pine Forest Road. And then severe backups on Blue Angel Parkway. If you are traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, we've got backups pushing you almost to Highway 98. So that is very, very severe. No accident or anything, though. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming from Dogwood Drive and approaching Glover Lane. As for the weather, it's WEAR's chief meteorologist, the one, the only, the fabulous, the fantastic, Alan Strum. Alan, what's going on?
Your Labor Day weekend forecast calls for similar weather to what we've been having all week, warm and humid, with about a 40% chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Same is true Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Labor Day. High temps will run in the upper 80s to low 90s, with overnight lows in the 70s. There are a few areas we're watching in the tropics, a couple of tropical waves, but nothing that we need to be concerned about at this time. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alan. You were flying. 17 million folks taken to the air. 2.86 million just today alone. We did speak to Todd Payne, Pensacola International's Assistant Airport Director, on Thursday's show.
Right.
Kind of laying it out there. They've expanded the parking out there. They're having no problems with the new TSA lines going through. If you're picking someone up at the airport, I love to always just kind of give you an idea to save you if you have to pay some parking cost. So if you were expecting somebody to come in from Nashville on Southwest 2685, expected to touchdown 520, look for that flight closer to 6 now coming in. Also, there's a Spirit flight 2892 out of Orlando. That was scheduled for around 520. Look for that one to come in about 6 o'clock. And there's one more here of concern. Coming out of Dallas-Fort Worth, it's American 1996. Delayed until 713. That was scheduled about 6:50. So if you're having to park, it may save you a few bucks.
Oh, for sure.
Knowing what time these flights are actually getting in out there.
And right before we went to break, we were talking about college football. And, you know, it's very easy for both of us, but especially myself, to get carried away on that. However, when we were talking about sports, I did want to not take away from the fact that we had a couple of high school games last night. We had, what was it, Jay at Freeport,
yeah.
And Jay won 34-6, correct?
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
All right. All right. good thing you showed me before we went live.
No, you're right.
And then the one, the one that really just threw me for a loop. The one that knocked my top off.
I said, wow, I didn't see it coming.
No one did. Pensacola going to Milton.
The Tigers.
16-7. How does that happen? I mean, listen, I'm not trying to knock on anybody. These are high school kids we're talking about, okay? But let's just say it like it is. Pensacola has not been the best high school team in this area for years. Milton has struggled more, But for Pensacola to come into your domain and win by two possessions, that's insane. Okay. And that's not a good look, especially after Milton just got torn apart by Crestview just a week prior.
Okay, blow your horn tonight, ESPN covering West Florida, Booker T. Washington. What's the spread on this game? Who's supposed to win this game?
I would assume West Florida.
Okay.
Because Booker T. has struggled a little bit. They just got shut out last week, 52-0. And if memory serves me, they went 1-8 last year. So they've been a struggling team this past year or two. West Florida is coming off a rough loss of their own, but it was to Escambia, and Escambia's been pretty dominant. So it's a matter of, okay, was that West Florida being bad, or was it just Escambia being that good?
Yeah, so is Niceville not looking forward to seeing Escambia come in tonight?
I can't
Escambia's
imagine
playing
so.
In over Niceville on this game.
But I think those are two teams that probably have a very mutual respect for each other. Niceville's been one of the best teams in this region.
Well, there's some good games tonight. Tate, Gulf Breeze.
Yeah, that's a good one. Because Gulf Breeze is decent, but Tate's turned it around. They were terrible for a bit, and they've since bumped it up.
Listen, Gulf Breeze beat Navarre, didn't they, already this season?
No, it was, I don't think so.
Who did they take out?
Gulf Breeze beat somebody last week on Saturday, but Navarre, they lost 33-0 to Catholic, who plays my Pace Patriots
tonight. Right. Yeah. That's the game we've been laughing about, the Pace Catholic game.
Right.
Catholic, Matt, has got that team firing on all those cylinders.
Yeah, that's
Matt Allen I'm talking about.
That's going to be that one, the Tate game, and definitely Escambia, Niceville are going to be some good ones to tune into. And, of course, West Florida and Booker T. Washington, as Chris said, that is going to be on ESPN Pensacola. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. tonight.
And don't forget about my good friends up at Northview High, the Chiefs up there.
Oh, of course.
They're playing up Alabama this evening. So that's the way it's kind of rolling out here for high school football.
Right.
I envy you sometimes. Man, I mean, you know, you get to go in the booth and you get to do all of this.
To be fair, this is my first time going into the booth. And I'm only doing it
because a selfie for me.
Because Jordan Glass had a bit of a mishap. He'll be back. He should be back next week.
Oh, so
if not, I'll be in there.
So we're airing dirty laundry here today.
I didn't say what happened.
Hey, today
I doubt he'd care.
Not only is it Jimmy Buffett Day, and we all, you know what I'm saying. It's got to be 5 o'clock somewhere around
right
here. Buffett Day today, of course.
It's about to be 5 o'clock.
They
here
renamed A1A. State Highway runs up and down the Florida East Coast there. Also Buffett's 74 album. But I've got to look at the plate because I'm thinking about I'm changing the plate on the car.
Right.
And I like what I'm hearing, but I haven't seen it. Have you seen anything?
No, I
half
can
look
of
it
up.
It's supposed to be Florida. Half of it's supposed to be Margaritaville.
Right.
And I haven't seen the plate yet, but it will soon be available to residents here in our lovely state. And I think that's pretty cool, actually.
No, I think that is. I think that's absolutely awesome. Because as I said, he's a big deal. Jimmy Buffett is a big deal anywhere. But especially in this area with the whole ties to Margaritaville and all that. No, that's pretty awesome. I'll see if I can find photos
on it. Mortgage rates. Hey, it's Friday afternoon. Let me check it in here for you because they just dropped them. If you are looking to maybe buy or sell a home, well, those mortgage rates moving a little bit slightly higher today. Here's your numbers. Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year fixed rate 6.41. Remember, I told you on Thursday it was about 6.37. 15-year rate 5.95. Up just a slight bit. 5.92 is Thursday's number. So that's the way it's unrolling. But be extra careful. Watch those numbers. By the way, the Fed, Jerome Powell, did say it's time for the Fed to make a move. September, you're going to see a rate adjustment, as they say.
Also,
so we'll be looking at that one.
We've got tonight's Mega Millions jackpot worth more than $500 million. Now, you know, we got to bring this up because we try to bring it up anyway, but we do cross an invisible line where when we go long enough without seeing it, without seeing a winner, it's just like basically an everyday coverage thing until it happens. The top prize up for grabs this evening will be at least $627 million, with the cash option on that coming out to just over $309 million. There has not been a Mega Millions jackpot winner since back in June, and that was, I think, the last time that we were covering it day by day.
There's a guy that won a scratch-off. Got $1 million. I'm looking for my story here because this makes me mad. I this guy scores such big numbers, and I'm going to tell you who this guy is in just a second here. I know it's very interesting. He won this darn thing. James Wise is his name.
Okay.
He claimed big bucks, $1 million. This is the name of the game, actually. $1 million a year for life. Spectacular scratch-off game. Well, he made the nearly three-hour trip to lottery headquarters in Tallahassee. He wasn't messing around. He drove over to Tallahassee, picked up a one-time lump sum payment, $640,000. By the way, he purchased that winning ticket from Publix on Highway 90 in Pace.
Yes, we've learned, and you really hear about the Publix in Hollywood a lot. We've learned in this state, at least. I can't speak for other states, but here, if you want to win big, and this is not a sponsor. Where the Publix is not a client of ours. It's just my experience. Go to Publix, get your scratch offs or your lottery tickets, whatever.
That's from an endorsement.
From Publix, yeah. Because I mean, we do every time we hear about somebody winning in this area, it's always a Publix. Whether, as I said, we'll hear about it a lot in Hollywood. But we hear about it here just now. So, yeah, the public.
My title of that was Happy Guy in
Pace. quite happy, I'm sure. 445 here. Well, I'll see if we can make more people happy with this traffic and weather together. Hopefully the roads aren't looking too bad here. I-10 traveling westbound on, I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Still got some minor backups there. Same with Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. Still giving us some issues there.
It's Friday. People trying to get out of here.
Yeah, man, that could just be people rushing home. Also got some backups developing on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. The last spot is going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway. So this is a different road. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. So we've got several spots of note here, and it looks like Milton as well. Golly, there's several spots here. Highway 90 traveling westbound if you are coming from the downtown Milton area and approaching Glover Lane.
Don't ruin the weekend.
I don't mean to steal Alan Strom's thunder here, but Alan,
go ahead.
How's the weather looking?
Behave.
Your Labor Day weekend forecast calls for similar weather to what we've been having all week, warm and humid, with about a 40% chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Same is true Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Labor Day. High temps will run in the upper 80s to low 90s, with overnight lows in the 70s. There are a few areas we're watching in the tropics, a couple of tropical waves, but nothing that we need to be concerned about at this time. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan, man. I'm going to have to rip a page out of his book. He knows how to tidy it up. You know what I'm saying? Here I am going, yeah, this is another road that looks like a nightmare right now, and I'm just listing one after the other. Droning.
I just love it when weather forecasters actually are truthful.
Yes, right. Accurate.
You know, you heard what he said, and I really appreciate that because, you know, you can kind of jump in on some of these, and, you know, you're just maybe clicking in and you're just hearing spotty things about a report or something. You go, oh, I heard about a hurricane. What is that? But he succinctly and very clearly said, don't worry about it.
Right.
It's not going to affect us. That calming effect.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. Nothing to worry about at this time. If there is something to worry about, he'll be the first to let you know. Speaking of things that are just, you know, we may not have anything going wrong in the tropics for us right now, but Pope Francis says we do have problems globally.
In the Vatican?
Yeah. He says that the earth is sick. In a video released Friday, the pontiff urged global action on climate change, saying, quote, if we took the planet's temperature, it will tell us that the earth has a fever. Francis will head out on a 12-day trip to Southeast Asia next week, where he is expected to speak on environmental issues. He said his prayer intention for September is for the cry of the earth. And the Pope added, quote, the ones suffering most from the consequences of these disasters are the poor.
Okay, I feel that's my duty to kind of add this in here. Just
to go bare-knuckle with the Pope?
Well, no, to talk about some of this weather stuff. Just a few days remaining in Florida's disaster preparedness tax holiday going on through next Friday. You can save money on items you need during a storm. Then beginning on Sunday, this coming Sunday, continuing through September 7th, the next Sunday, get great deals on tool purchases during the tool time tax holiday.
Absolutely.
State of Florida is always doing something to help save you some bucks.
Speaking of saving bucks, lower prices at the gas pump are greeting travelers hitting the road for one last summer adventure today. AAA reports that the national average price for a gallon is $3.35 as the long Labor Day weekend begins. That's a penny cheaper than yesterday and 2 cents less than a week ago. Ah, see? Slow but sure. Mississippi has the lowest average price in the country at $2.86 a gallon, and California is still seeing the highest in the continental U.S. at $4.63 a gallon. I think they typically hold that spot, don't they?
Walmart, Gulf Breeze, $2.82.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I saw it this morning. Interesting, because the fuel that Walmart uses is Murphy oil. You know where Murphy oil is from?
Where?
It's from Chalmette, Louisiana.
Hmm.
I used to have to drive through the refinery going home every day. That's what messed my house up during Hurricane Katrina.
Really?
The refinery's breached.
Ooh.
And it was toxic. I'm not going to go there. But, you know, yesterday was
anniversary. We were talking about the anniversary of it. Almost 20 years.
One thing I don't celebrate at all. I try to wipe it off of my mind. But I just wanted to throw that in there about Murphy Oil.
Yeah.
It was toxic.
Because it's the same places as Murphy Express. That's the name of the place.
That's where the fuel comes from.
Gotcha. 4:50, we'll take one last quick break. When we return, just one last little rundown of things going on in your world today to round out hour number one of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Let's go, Florida State! How you do it is equally as important.
Florida State football returns to the air Monday night for a Labor Day primetime special against ACC rival Boston College.
FSU takes on Boston College Monday at 6:30 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Let's go, Florida State!
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 4:52 here, coming down on that downward stretch for your hour one here on this beautiful Friday. I'm happy it's Friday, Chris.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You're pretty slick on that computer over there because we were talking about the Jimmy Buffett plate, and
right.
You whipped that sucker right up, didn't you?
Yeah.
And it's nice.
Oh, no, it is cool.
And what it is, it's got a picture of his Grumman. Hemisphere seaplane,
right?
Out there as a depiction out in the bay or something like that. Got a empty beach chair,
right?
Sand, palm trees,
capturing the paradise vibe, right?
It's got it all there.
No, that is.
I'm gonna
awesome.
Get one. I'm gonna get one.
All righty, let's see. Just about 4:53. Before we get into some traffic and weather together, did want to touch on this because I think this is kind of interesting. It's about Trump, so you know it's gonna be good. A Gold Star mom is coming to the defense of Trump over his Arlington National Cemetery controversy. So, of course, Trump and his posse were criticized for taking video at the sacred site. But Kelly Hoover is the Gold Star mom's name. She says it was the right thing to do. Hoover said that she invited Trump, adding that her son was murdered under the Biden-Harris administration. Now, listen, this is not a political stance. If you agree with this woman or disagree, I do not care. However, it's nonetheless it adds to the discussion a little bit, does it not? Because he was getting some hate for that, because they were saying, oh, it's disrespectful. But if there is the mother of a fallen soldier who's there and saying, hey, listen, I wanted him there and I think it was the right thing to do, and proceeds to criticize Biden Harris, it's like, well, at least by some criteria, doesn't her word mean more than just some random schmuck online?
You're not going to drag me in this one.
That's the thing. I won't try to drag anyone into it.
4:53, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price hanging with you today. Preferred seating still available for the annual Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show.
For
those
sure.
Dates, November 1st and 2nd. It's aboard NAS Pensacola. Eliminate the lines, the traffic, go stress-free with optimal flight line seating options. Yeah, while general admission, parking, and blanket seating for the show absolutely free, Preferred seating tickets are now on sale, available at the event's official website. And let me tell you something. If you want convenience, you want access to a bathroom, and you need it fast,
yeah,
get those seats.
Absolutely.
It's right there on the flying line. Nobody's in your way for the show. And it has some great optimal values. So, and they're not expensive. Just go to the website. You can see what I'm talking about.
And this time, about 10 minutes ago, I was whining and fussing, talking about, you know, how long my traffic updates were and how I-10 was giving us trouble. And the interstate just loves to kick me when I'm down. We now have some issues developing on I-10 East. This is if you're traveling towards Highway 29. It's not very severe, but it does reach for a while. And along with that, we still have the backups that we were previously reporting on if you were traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street. So going both ways in that general area there, you're going to experience just some minor backups. Outside of that is Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. That has been a massacre this afternoon so far in hour one. Never any confirmation of an accident or anything like that, but just very bad congestion over there. Also, Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. That's giving us some trouble as well. Then it's going to be Highway 90 if you are traveling westbound, coming from the Dogwood Drive area and approaching Glover Lane. All right. Made that about as quick as I could. Let's see if Alan Strum can beat me on the weather. Alan, TikTok.
Your Labor Day weekend forecast calls for similar weather to what we've been having all week. Warm and humid with about a 40% chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Same is true Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Labor Day. High temps will run in the upper 80s to low 90s with overnight lows in the 70s. There are a few areas we're watching in the tropics, a couple of tropical waves, but nothing that we need to be concerned about at this time. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Listen to what he has to say. The man speaks the truth. Okay, today's Buffett Day, right? We talked about it. But also today is National Beach Day.
Fittingly enough.
Hallelujah. Yes. Dr. Stephen Leatherman, a.k.a. Dr. Beach, has released a few choice Florida beach locations just in time for the Labor Day weekend. Caladesi Island State Park in Clearwater, DeLorme, Wiggins Pass State Park in Naples, St. George Island. That's, I don't know if you've ever been down to St. George or not. Gorgeous. It's down in Franklin County. Siesta Key Beach in Sarasota and Grayton Beach State Park in the Panhandle. Mm. Destin. Those are amazing. I saw pictures of every one of those beaches, and they all richly deserve to be there.
Well, and I was, you know, when I was finishing up the script this afternoon, I noticed that we had a couple of weird crimes here, just random crimes that people had committed. So I'm going to touch on one of them now, as we typically do towards the end of each hour. A Queens man and a New Jersey man are both under arrest for a $40 million scheme against Uber and its customers. Federal authorities alleged that the two sold tampered with smartphones with fake apps to more than 800 Uber drivers. Prosecutors say they took in $1.5 million by conning rideshare customers into paying $40 million in bogus surge pricing fares. Documents show one of the apps followed drivers to see people's destinations beforehand so they could cherry pick the most profitable rides. Man, you know, I think about this like when I see like playing video games as a kid. I'll see people like hack, you know, they'll hack their way into a game and stuff, or they'll manipulate the game somehow and just ruin it for everyone else. And I always thought, it's like, you know, if you've got this time and if you've got this drive, why don't you use it for something more productive? When you look at what people are doing here, I mean, and how elaborate this sounded and how much money was made from it, it's like, why don't you just put it? Why don't you put that brain power to better use? I just don't get that.
You know, what do I have to say on that? Blue Angels. We just talked. No, I'm going to advance this one a little bit. We talked about the preferred seating. But where the heck are the Blues right now? Can you say Cleveland, Ohio?
Really?
They're doing an air show up in Cleveland for the Labor Day. But they have scheduled 5 September practice sessions. After returning from this weekend's Cleveland National Air Show, September 4th. By the way, that's Autograph Day over at the museum. September 10th. September 11th, another Autograph Day at the museum. September 17th. September 24th. Remember, if you're going to go to the practice sessions, you got to go to the Westgate. Blue Angel Parkway, they open it at 9:30. Blues take to the skies at 10:30. And, man, you know what? You'll never forget the performance.
No, that is true.
Ever. Forget the Blues. So anyway, that's what's happening. 5 sessions in September. That's pretty darn exciting. My favorite place to catch the Blues practice session, right there at Pickens Point with my beach chair.
Really?
It's sitting right across from NAS Sherman Field.
With a margarita in your hand, 5 o'clock somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. And throw in the cheeseburger with it. Why not? It's Jimmy Buffett Day.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Hour 1 in the books. Hour 2 coming up after WEAR Top of Hour News. Don't go anywhere.